Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Declutter Me, and hello Shalina.
Hi Shrek.
How's it going?
All right, thank you. How are you?
So we're coming towards the end of our summer.
Yes.
Just as a preview, we've got an episode about dealing with post-holiday clutter coming up.
We soon. Do, yeah. Yes.
But today, what are we going to talk about?
Today, let's talk about the blame game. So I will get calls. I wanted to organize my house, but my husband makes all this mess and it's always his fault. Or I'll get husband's call and go, my wife is so messy and she never cleans up anything and it's clutter all the time. I just can't handle it. Or they'll blame the kids, of course. The kids never put the toys back in the right place, blah, blah, blah. So this is a big issue, this blame game. People blame other people for the clutter and disorganization in their houses. So I just want to talk about it today.
So this is the one where we're talking about, you know, I might be creating the mess, but I feel I'm projecting it on somebody else, a partner, a maid sometimes even, or an external person sometimes, like a family member that might be living in the house and be like, oh, you know, it's because this person's living with us, everything's messy.
Yeah, so there is a lot of that. So people will say that, and usually I'll go, okay, so what area is causing you the most pain right now? And they'll say their own wardrobes, or they'll say their study and stuff like that. So, and what I always say anyway, you know, if you want to organize your house and declutter it, you have to start with you. We can't do somebody else's space. So we can't do your wife's wardrobe because she needs to be on board with the whole process, with the decluttering and organizing. She needs to be there with me and to give permission for us to declutter items and to organize her stuff. You can't just say, we're going to do it. She won't know what's happened. And then when she comes back, it'll be all done and she'll be happy about it, because that won't happen.
And nobody's ever happy about that. Yeah.
No. And I mean, it doesn't matter what the TV shows show, you know, that's not the reality. The person has to be on board because it's a violation of their space, of their private space, especially wardrobes, because, you know, who goes in your wardrobe except for you and maybe the maid?
Well, your partner, let's say, if you're sharing one.
They've got a certain section. They haven't got the whole, like, they won't go into all your areas within your wardrobe. But so start with yourself, you know. So I always go, oh, okay, so you're blaming your husband, you know, he won't let you organize. But look at yourself. So, and a thing for many people is they have a lack of time, or they don't know how, they feel overwhelmed by the clutter. So they start blaming other people for it instead of going, actually, it's because I haven't got time and I am feeling overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. You know, I need to do something myself.
Right. Or maybe I should just take out the 2 minutes. We've talked about the mini decluttering concept, right? Like, take out a little bit of time every day rather than becoming overwhelmed. But yeah. But this is where the problem lies. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. When they get to that point where they're calling me, they've recognized that there is an issue. Even if they're still blaming somebody else, I always say, let's focus on you and on an area that's causing you the most amount of pain right now, whether it's your kitchen, it's your wardrobe. Let's focus on that and deal with that. And if it is true that your other half or the kids are disorganized and causing the clutter and everything, if they see what you've done to your space, they'll get inspired to sort their area out, whether them by themselves or by getting an organizer come in to help them as well. So that's a way to spur people on. So rather than blame, you know, encourage the other side, encourage yourself and encourage other people to start decluttering and organizing. So that's where I always start off with.
So I'm curious, how often does it happen that you find that, like, someone's calling you because they're saying, hey, ex or wife, a family member, partner, whatever, is causing the problem, and you go in and you actually discover that it's not that, it's themselves?
It's 50-50, to be honest. 70% of the calls, when they call through, they'll say it's somebody else in the house that's causing the, or, you know, in the office, but mostly in the house, is causing the clutter to accumulate, doing all this mess, never want anything to be touched because they like it like that and they can find everything easily. It's not that they can find everything easily, it's just that they know that they've thrown things there and that's where they're going to find everything. And there's no logical pattern to their mess, it's just that it's there.
So, but what you're saying roughly is that 70% of the people, 70% of the calls you get are related to somebody's making a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
And out of those, about 50% of them are actually a blame.
Yep,
kind of situation.
Blame. Yeah. And then it's, you know, it is the other side that's causing the problem. A lot of the time, it's both sides. It's because they've both built up the habit of being cluttered, or they've just lived with the clutter and the disorganization for so long that they've just accepted it. And that happens a lot in expat families here. So, you know, especially when couples have met here, or in expat countries and merge two households together. And they've spent so much time organizing the wedding and, going through that process. They haven't thought about the reality post-wedding, moving two households into one house. And that is a big problem, which we will have to talk about on another podcast. This clutter accumulates, and then they blame each other because it's each other's stuff, but it's because they've never spent the time to actually go through it and get rid of it. So I think the key things to take away with is it's fine to blame someone and to use that as a catalyst to help you start the organizing and decluttering process. But after that, look at yourself, see what you can do to change. And if it is the other person's fault, if you can do something for yourself and to help you and inspire them, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, and we've talked about the other side of this, prepping a family member or partner or somebody in the house for the decluttering process. And that's a different thing. And we're not going to get into it here, but if that's something that you guys were listening in, want to find out more about and stuff, we talked about that in episode 51. We mentioned specifically for a spouse or a partner, but it was applicable even to family members to sort of have a conversation with them up front about the fact that this process was about to happen and that they would like them to be involved in it. And I think that's super important. But specifically for this one, we wanted to talk about where you're kind of projecting the blame of the clutter being somebody else's fault when it is either your fault or at least a joint poor effort of dealing with clutter.
And rather than focusing on the blaming, move forward. Go forward and start dealing with the issue rather than just blaming, because that's not going to get you anywhere and it's just going to eat inside you and make it more and the situation more negative.
Yeah, it creates this kind of really uneasy feeling all the time, right? Because now you're just blaming them for something that... And both are blaming each other, essentially, for a combined problem in a way, yeah.
So that's it for today.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to talk more about this with Shalina, you can find her on social media, DeclutterMe, as well as by visiting DeclutterMe.com, filling out a contact form, and she will happily get in touch with you. And if you visit DeclutterMe.com/podcast, you can find out all of our previous episodes, including this episode 51 that I just mentioned. And yeah, you can also obviously find us in all the podcast players. So we'd love it. Subscribe, send us a review, tell a friend, or send an episode to your partner and have the conversation with them that way.
Exactly. Yes, good idea.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Bye.